Thank you for downloading from the BBC. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The anticipation is there. The referee blows the whistle. Equatorial Guinea have won the opening game of the 2012 Africa Cup of Nations.
Africa's biggest soccer tournament kicked off last month with this surprise victory for the co-hosts, Equatorial Guinea.
Everybody in this stadium is on their feet and following their approval.
You might not have heard much about Equatorial Guinea. It's a tiny country that's tucked away in a corner of West Africa. Not many people go there, and it's not much in the news. But Equatorial Guinea is one of Africa's top oil producers, and it also has a GDP per head that on some estimates is on a par with Italy. Yet the vast majority of its people live in poverty. I'm Rob Walker. Welcome to Assignment on the BBC World Service. In this edition, as Equatorial Guinea hosts the Cup of Nations, I'll be asking what's happened to the country's oil money.
The account manager would carry suitcases of shrink-wrapped cash for deposit direct into an account that was owned by the president.
The president doesn't have any private account offshore. And it's not you, foreigner, who have to be concerned about what is going to happen in Equatorial Guinea. We don't have any concern.
This is a story of alleged corruption on a massive scale and of brutal repression.
Torture, electric torture by alligator clips on the ears, on the genitals.
A story of plain, old-fashioned greed.
They didn't care where the money was coming from. Equatorial Guinea became their biggest client.
It all starts more than 40 years ago. Spain had left Equatorial Guinea in a hurry, one of the last outposts of its crumbling colonial empire. The world then turned its back.
Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day.
Under its first president, Francisco Macias, Equatorial Guinea quickly became a police state. With brutal irony, the president had this song played over loudspeakers during mass executions. His subjects lived in absolute terror.
I live very, very close to Black Beach, horrible and notorious prison where most of the torture happened. And what that meant for me, and this was at the early age of, you know, 5, 6, is that the police presence was a constant in my life from early on.
Tutu Alicante is an Equato-Guinean who today lives in exile in the United States and runs the human rights group EG Justice. He recalls the fear that most families experienced.
People being